Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We come into your presence again, Lord, to speak to you, to unite our hearts and our minds to you in prayer, in gratitude, and opening our hearts to let you do what you want to do, transform us, heal us, respond to our needs, our fears, our complaints, our rebellions, whatever is going on in our heart and mind, our acts of trust and faith. You're there to listen and to save, to respond and to shed light, give strength. I believe you're here, Lord, wanting to do all those good things in my soul. I believe you want to save, heal, transform, forgive, elevate. And so I open my heart to you. I open my heart like that cave of Bethlehem, like the manger, to receive you, to hold you, to cuddle you in my soul and let you bring joy and warmth and peace and focus. I hope in you. I hope in your love and your mercy, your goodness and kindness. I love you, Lord. I love all the good you want to do in me. I love the good you're doing in the world and in souls and all those around me, members of my community, family, souls I serve. Even when I don't notice your action, I know and I trust that you are there, and I love, even when you're hiding, even when it's not apparent to me, I know your work, and so I love that work that's even hidden from my eyes. Trust in you. I'm grateful. Just ask in this time of prayer that you speak to my soul. Turn my attention to John 20, verse 1 through 8. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciples went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down, saw the burial cloth there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloth there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloth, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciples also went in, and one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw, and he believed. Today on this feast that the church remembers St. John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, were focusing on this reading of John and Peter running to encounter the empty tomb. And John, who gets there first but holds back, lets Peter go in first, perhaps out of respect, perhaps out of fear of what he might find. Who knows? But that call to, or invited to meditate on, what must have been in John's heart at the news that Mary Magdalene brought to them and sent them running. The anticipation, the eagerness, the longing to find Christ, the exuberance, the joy, the passion, the willingness to overcome any obstacle to find him, to discover, to understand, to obtain him. And this speaks to me of the energy with which I should bring to my spiritual life, bring to my faith in Jesus, bring to my search for him, my desire to grow in virtue by pursuing him actively, heavily, by running towards him, by overcoming any obstacle, by being willing to be surprised by his action in my soul, to never feel that I totally have him under control and in a tomb and that I understand, but allowing Jesus freedom to act and to do and to transform, and then responding myself to that action of Jesus. That's what I learned from John in his eagerness to go to the tomb. Reminds me also, Jesus, to give you thanks for so many ways you've risen in my life, overcome sin in my life, transformed and brought life where there was once death in my life. Your power to resurrect and transform and break forth and walk among us again. Ways you've overcome distance between us. Patience that you've shown in awaiting me to turn back to you, to run towards you once again. Jesus, I thank you for being that good shepherd that goes after the one that's lost, the good parent who knows how to wait, be patient for the child. Jesus, I'm also drawn to this personal relationship that you had with Peter and James and John, how you had spoken to them about the resurrection. You had prophesied, told them about it at the Transfiguration, and told all the disciples in different ways about your upcoming passion, death, and resurrection, that you wanted them to see and to believe, to understand, to have the kind of the experience, the knowledge, so that when they saw, it would click, it would make sense, it would be understandable, that you prepare them to understand your action in their life. And so, Lord, at times when I struggle to understand, I need only look back of what you've been doing and speaking to me to find those seeds of interpretation, to find your speaking to me so that when it happens, I would understand. Thank you, Lord, for enlightening my memory, enlightening my mind to look back and then to understand the present in light of your consistent action in the past. Lord, help my love not forget your goodness and kindness. Help me to discover and to know and understand. Lord, I trust in your action. I trust when you're asleep or away, or appear to be distant or buried or not showing signs of life or action in my soul, when you're asleep or hidden. I trust that it's only a pause, it's only a moment of waiting for a renewed, stronger, more visible presence in my life. So I wait with patience, and I trust in everything that you do, because I know that everything that you do is motivated by love, motivated by desire to glorify the Father, to save many souls, and to lead me to my eternal reward. So I trust in you. Trust in you to act as you will, to do whatever is to my benefit, even if it's difficult for me to understand. Jesus, I trust in you. When I'm done with this time of prayer, I take a moment to form the resolution of how God is inviting me through this prayer to think or act or speak differently today. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.